Right now, let's switch gears at 4:37, go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with ABC's Alex Stone, who's in Los Angeles. And ever since the announcement was made, Alex, I think more people are more confused whether or not they should or should not wear a mask.
Well, yeah, and Danny, really in those areas where now the mask mandates are coming down, people don't know what the right answer is. And it can depend on what street you're standing on. Are you in a city? Are you in an unincorporated area? Are you in a county that does allow it, that doesn't allow it? And so, and people even in those areas where it's allowed, we've heard from so many today saying they don't know what the right answer is. When they go to the store, yeah, maybe you don't have to, but do you? Because that's kind of the acceptable thing in some areas. And then there are others where I live in California, now California today, saying that the mask mandate here will not be going anywhere until at least June 15th, that California wants to see where the numbers go as other states allow the masks to go away and to allow more time for people to get vaccinated. So really depends on where you are. And then you pull in that many places, many businesses are still requiring them nationally, but then others aren't. Costco, Target, Walmart, Starbucks, CVS today added to the list of you don't have to wear a mask, but the caveat being in a place where they're allowed to go no mask. And then that's creating the fights now, people going in and saying, yeah, but Costco, you have made the announcement nationally you don't have to wear a mask, but in the fine print is if the area that you're in allows it. So if you're in a city that says you got to be wearing a mask, well, when you go into that Costco, you got to be wearing a mask. And it's just creating confusion right now for a lot of people not knowing what are you supposed to do. Bottom line, probably carry one in your pocket. If you're not going to wear it, carry it in your pocket, because depending on what business you're walking into, you may have to use it.
And it's interesting, too, because if you're vaccinated, that's the okay that you don't have to wear the mask, right? And as you mentioned, if the sign is up at the store that you do, well, then you'd put on the mask, okay, I guess. Is there ever going to be a time in the next few months, I wonder, if people are going to finally get it and realize, okay, I'm vaccinated. The sign is off the store. I can now go in without a mask. It's one of those things that I wonder how long it's going to take.
You know, but for some people, it's going so quickly right now that you have to assume in the next couple of months, as long as numbers remain low, that it's going to continue going. There were a lot of people who believed masks were going to be around for a very long time. And when the CDC made that announcement last week, it was a surprise even to a lot of people in the medical community. The top nurses union is blasting the CDC today in a letter saying this is making people less safe. 22 states, as of tonight, still have some sort of mask mandate in place. So there are some who don't feel like that it's going anywhere yet. But in areas where it is allowed, yeah, when that sign is up, do you think, whoops, maybe they just haven't taken down the sign? Or if
exactly.
There is no sign there, you don't really know what to do. I think that the clarity will come. We're just, you know, we're only 3 days into this since the CDC announced it, and states are all over the place. Eventually, just like when mask mandates were going into place, everybody will kind of get on the same page. By mid-June, Ohio's mask mandate will go away. At this point, California's will go away. That's 39.5 million people right there. Then all of a sudden, they'll all begin going away, and a lot more companies will probably be on board. Just over the weekend, Target and Starbucks, some of these that last week had said they were going to keep the mask mandates in place, they ended up coming around and saying you can take them off. So this really by the hour is changing right now, which adds to the confusion for now, but long term it should get better.
Was the confusion, do you think, how fast the announcement was made?
Well, I think that was part of it, and that the governors really weren't given a heads up in that nobody knew it was coming right away. There had been some discussion that new mask rules were probably coming, but there wasn't a long-term ability for governors to know what the CDC was going to do and when it was going to be. So there wasn't a lot of prep time. Here in California on Friday night, Governor Newsom said there would be new guidelines out on Friday night. Friday came and went, nothing came out. Saturday came, nothing was there. Sunday, nobody knew what California was doing. And then this morning, we all got a note that the head of Health and Human Services in California wanted to have a media phone call, nothing on camera. The governor was not going to speak, and that's where they announced that the mask mandate is not going away. So it seems like even the governors have been trying to figure out what are we going to do in real time, and there's a lot of union pressure and healthcare pressure, and in California there's a recall election, so there's the election campaign folks getting in on it and trying to put pressure on the governor. So there's a lot involved there. And, you know, every state is figuring out for its state what they need to do. And, you know, when you're the size of California, bigger than many countries of almost 40 million people, it can be a little bit more complicated than some other states, and everybody's been trying to figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt. Alex, great information as always. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Dan. Later.